Drivers, start your engines.
Recording live from the NASCAR Man Cave in the Motor City, this is the Lap Traffic Podcast with Tony and Brandon. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, how you doing out there? Welcome to episode number 6. My name is Tony Smith. Thanks for joining us today. As always, alongside the professor, Brandon Crowd. How you doing, B?
What up, sir?
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I am pumped, man. You have no idea.
You know, going into this, it's been crazy, right? We go into this not long ago. 5 shows ago, go, man, are we going to have enough things to talk about leading up to Daytona? And NASCAR is just pumping the pipeline filled.
They're writing the show for us, basically.
They are. And we appreciate that.
Makes the show prep a little easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, doing good, man. Hey, yeah. we with our Super Bowl coming up now.
It's set. It's ready. My boys are still in this.
I know your boys are still pumped. In it. Yeah. Tom Brady still showing the way, so that was cool.
I was a little nervous with that game on Sunday. I thought Pittsburgh would have given him more of a battle there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was a pretty good game actually for the first half, three quarters of it. Anyways, it was pretty good.
Now Tony, you're from here, and yes. Your company that you work for is actually based out of Wisconsin, if I'm correct.
Yeah, they're in Green Bay.
It was a somber Monday morning, I'm guessing, in the communication thing there.
It's been radio silence. I'll put it that way. I haven't heard anything from anyone.
Normally, that's a good thing, but yeah. Not from their perspective.
Well,
right?
The funny thing is, before the first game, I did get a text from someone that works in our office and said, "Oh, hey, by the way, what time's the Lions game on today?" And I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Cool. You want to place a little wager on this?" And he says, "No, I don't want to jinx it." So with about 3 minutes left in the game, I sent him a text and said, "Boy, it's a good thing you didn't jinx it."
Right?
Because
yeah, no kidding.
Things could have gone poorly.
My buddy sent me a text, and him and I, do a little $5 thing here and there. And he asked me if I wanted to put some on the Patriots, and I'm like, "No, I won't bet on the team I'm rooting for." You give me teams I don't give a crap about, I'll look at it and do something, but I didn't want to jinx that.
Yeah, so we got the Super Bowl coming up, then the Super Bowl of motor racing.
Oh, it's almost here, baby. 31 days.
31 days. Dude, you notice I got a new haircut? Did you see that, man?
Oh, nice.
Lightweight,
nice.
Aerodynamic.
Oh, wow.
If it's the NASCAR template.
Going to get that down for
I'm ready
for
to go, buddy. Dude, I'll be drinking beer and pissing Pennzoil. I'm ready to go, man.
You brought it up last week on how, the fact that we're doing the show, you're just more excited for Daytona. And when you said that, I kind of was thinking about it all week, and I'm like, I don't think I've ever wanted Daytona to get here fast enough so we can really talk about the race,
man,
and
it's
what
making,
happened.
It's making me nuts. It's the more it's like Christmas, right? Like it seems like the calendar is going backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes,
Yeah, it's but it's almost here.
It'll get here.
Today was media day, and unfortunately, due to some changes that I think are floating around, that's pretty much going to take up our show for the most part today. But today was media day, and there was a lot going around. Twitter was blowing up today.
Yeah, I saw that.
All that.
Well, let me before we even start the show. Obviously, we're going to talk a lot about the points. The points changes, the format, everything. I'll say this up front. We'll say it later, but we don't have all the answers. We're gonna cover what we have. We've dug and dug and dug all week. If you have questions, kick them our way.
We'll see if we can get someone to answer them for us. And we're giving this to you from our perspective on how we understand it. I sent a couple tweets out to like Bob Pockris, and I actually got a response from him and a couple other people to help clarify things. This is how we feel that it's being interpreted. And we, like Tony said, we don't have all the answers. And unfortunately, I don't think anybody has all of the answers. And there are going to be some last-minute decisions that I think get interpreted and decisions made on the racetrack because,
there's going to be something they didn't think of.
I will almost guarantee you're going to hear Jeff Gordon, DW, and Larry Mack question, we're not sure how they're going to interpret this when the caution first comes out. And they're going to get clarification as the race goes on. So this is a learning process for everybody as we go along.
On the job training.
Right, absolutely.
Here's your workstation. Go.
Yes. So, Tony, what are we? You want to break down how we're gonna do this here today?
Yeah. So we're gonna go all through how we're gonna, you know, how this is all gonna lay out, right? It's gonna hit all series. How, you know, how the breakdown of the stage 1, 2, and 3 are gonna be formatted lap wise, how we believe it is, anyways. How the points are gonna be divvied up. You know, so lots of ground to cover. So
yeah. So we're gonna kind of break this down kind of into three stages ourselves. We're gonna address and talk about what we know, what we don't know, and how the racing is going to play out on the track.
Right. And so now, and if you go, you know, back a couple episodes, like I was begging for this, like a heat style.
Right. When format. This first so leaked, Tony was pumped.
I was out of my mind happy. Brandon, not so much. He's more
skeptical.
Yeah, he's skeptical.
It's the professor in me.
Right. But here's the crazy thing. Now that it's been launched, we flip-flopped.
Yeah.
Now Brandon's all on board. Now I'm going, hey, hold on a second. Wait a minute here. So
we'll get into why on that. I'm excited. I do think the racing will get a little bit better, but we'll get into that as we go along with the show.
So all three, well, I guess we'll just, you know, get into it. First things first, no more chase.
No more chase.
I was just getting used to saying the race for the chase.
You know, and I get when they had their announcement on Monday, I get where they're coming from with getting rid of that and going to playoffs in terms of, okay, what do our sponsors know? What terminology is familiar across the board from a sports perspective?
And it made complete sense. Absolutely. So we're trying to get to the chase. What's the chase? It's playoffs. Okay, why don't you just say playoffs? So
right. You know, and so from that, it made sense. You know, and a couple of years ago, I don't know if you remember, they actually labeled the rounds of the chase and now playoffs. And last year, they got rid of that and just went to the round of 12 or the round of 8.
Yeah.
You know, the names it was cool. They had some catchy names to them. But, you know, unless you were watching every week, you know, you didn't know what the elimination, you know, terminology was that they were using.
Yeah. So I'm okay with that. Let's go. Let's just go with playoffs. That's fine.
Yep.
So now, as we understand, so we're going to break it down as we understand everything today, right?
Yes.
So this is going to apply to all three series.
Yes.
Right.
Which I think is awesome because, you know, they came out with the chase format and the elimination within the Cup series.
Yep.
And they left the Xfinity and the Truck series kind of, you know, not on that same level to where it was still just an overall points total. You know, last year we got that first time with the Xfinity and the Truck Series of where they put them through that same playoff format, which was cool. And I'm glad that they're applying this across the
board.
And
then the other trucks they did.
They had the caution clock.
Yeah, right, the caution clock.
Yeah,
right.
Which that is gone too
that
now,
is gone.
Which
yep.
I think that would have been a bit much if they were to still have the caution clock plus the stages. I think that would have been a little bit of overkill.
Yeah, I agree. So as we understand it, so all of the races are going to be broken down into three stages. So let's say, well, they did announce Pocono. So we'll use that as an example.
Yes, yes.
So that'd be, it's, 160 laps?
Yeah.
So it'll be a 40 lap?
Yeah.
40 lap, and then 80 lap.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. So they're going to do three stages, and the points are interesting as far as that's concerned. So a driver will get one playoff point for winning either stage 1 or stage 2, right?
Yep.
And they're also going to get awarded points if you finish within the top 10 of the first two stages, which is interesting. So if you finish first, you're going to get one playoff point and then 10 standings points, which
right.
I think that's going to confuse people a little bit until they see it. Okay, now it's a double point system almost.
Yeah,
you've got playoff points and you've got standings points, which the standings points could ultimately convert to playoff points. So there's three ways to earn playoff points in a race. So you're going to get your stage win is 1 point. If you win a race, that's going to give you 5 points towards the playoffs. And then points will be awarded to the top 10 in standings after the 26 races. So the regular season champion, with that, which that's new, they're finally going to recognize the regular season champion, and they get an automatic into the playoffs plus an extra 15 points.
So that's the same. Get an automatic in.
Right? No, that didn't happen before. Okay. You still the regular season champion probably was in just from a point standpoint,
but for a win,
right?
Yeah.
So they're automatically getting in.
Yeah.
So second place in standings going to get 10 points, down on to 10th. We'll get one extra playoff point, which those all carry over through the chase, which is something that's unique and could make things interesting as we go along the elimination within the playoff. Because the last 2 years, when they reseeded after race 26 and when they went to Chicago to start the chase,
zero.
Well, they gave you three points per win.
They did.
But after the round of 16, when they went to the round of 12, all 12 drivers started with zero.
Yeah.
Where now those playoff points are going to carry over with you on top of any additional playoff points. If you win a stage at Chicago, that's going to get you one playoff point towards the round of 12. So that's going to make things interesting with the playoff points carrying over, especially at some of your elimination or your final races within those within the playoffs. So, for example, Talladega might not be as interesting because of the fact the playoff points are going over. So depending on how those points are playing out, it may not be as detrimental as we saw this year, for example, with Keselowski, having that dominant car and burning out.
Yep. He would have got some points out of that race anyways.
Well, he would have had playoff points that would have maybe helped project him into the next round.
Right.
So maybe a bad finish in the playoffs, depending on how many playoff points you have,
doesn't totally wipe you out.
May not be as detrimental.
But here's where Brandon and I, we went opposite of each other when all this was announced. To me, so like when you, if anybody watched the press release or the, you know, when they launched this, if you notice who was on the stage, it was Dale Jr., it was Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin. These are, and then if you look at it, where a point who
which gets, they were representing part of the Drivers' Council,
and they are, yeah. They are, and I get that, but. You know, and then you look at how this is set up. This awards the top 10, and it awards the winner, and it awards the people that are in the top 10 in standings. Who's representing the 25th place teams and back, right? They're still there. They're playing their money. They're on the track. They're bringing sponsors to the sport. No one's talking about this. Seems like a rich get richer and the poor get poorer kind of thing. And Brandon and I were talking about this before the show, but like I can see where, you know, Kevin Harvick is going to have 900 points and Matt DiBenedetto is going to have 26 points. And maybe when it all plays out, it'll come clearer to me, but that's where I'm standing.
Well, there's definitely the potential to earn more points in a race than ever before, right? So before,
if you're a top 15
right,
car,
if you're running up there, so you get, instead of getting your win and your bonus point for leading a lap and potentially a bonus point for leading the most laps, they've gotten rid of that. Which,
yeah, no, you can't. If you lead a lap, you do not get a point anymore.
Which that'll, you know, that will, not that it was necessarily a problem, but that might prevent someone from staying out and leading a lap under a caution. That's going to bring all of those cars down to pit road at the same time. There's no point for leading the most laps. And I think they got rid of those two things, in my opinion, to put preface and importance on trying to win the first two stages.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, it's a little urgency. So who was it? Denny Hamlin.
Right.
Denny Hamlin hit it right on the head. If you're already in the chase, you've got enough points. You got, you know, whatever. It's early in the race. There's 185 laps left in the race, whatever. You don't go into test mode. Okay, we're just going to try things on the car and let's just see how it works. And it's going to build some urgency. And then who's it? Brad said, you know, ordinarily you'd get up with 30 laps, to, you know, whatever, you know, to go get a bowl of chips. You're not going to do it.
Right.
Because they got 40 laps and they got to get it done. They've got to get to that top 10. 11th doesn't count. Right?
Not in the first two stages.
Right.
Yeah, no. And I think that's what makes it interesting is now you have the potential, and I'm sure someone will do it this season. I'm sure someone will sweep the first two stages and win the race, which that will get you 60 points on how I understand it.
Right.
You're going to get your 10 points for winning stage one. You're going to get your 10 points for winning stage two, and you're going to get your 40 points for winning the race. So that's going to get you 60 standings points, and it's going to get you 7 playoff points. And I think that's something that people probably it's going to take a lot of repetitiveness to grasp that, because the 60 playoff or the 60 standing points that you earn for winning that race are not going to carry over into the playoffs and through the playoffs.
Right.
It's the 7 points that you earned from winning the race and the two stages. That's what's going to carry over. Now, where those 60 points will come into play is helping you and hopefully getting you into the top 10 in standings to where you can earn some additional playoff points after Richmond and before going into Chicago after 26 races.
You know what? Maybe maybe we can condense something and put this out on Twitter.
Absolutely.
And on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And
I'll put it on
our
website too. Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
I can do that.
So people, it takes a lot to absorb. And we're, to be honest, we're riding along with everyone else and we're trying to absorb it and we're talking to every expert that we can find on it. And there's still a lot of unanswered
questions
that weren't asked.
Oh, we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started on that. We're going to get into that.
Are caution lamps going to count?
Caution lamps are going to count, yes.
Okay.
And just to clarify a couple other things here, Homestead, people brought that up a lot on Twitter, and I saw a couple of the beat writers respond to this. Homestead will be a segment or a stage ran race. They are going to run the three stages there. However, the top four drivers that are running for the championship are not eligible to earn stage points to count towards the championship. So the top four that are racing for the championship, they'll come into pit road after stage one and stage two, but they're not going to get any points. The championship will be decided strictly on the final finish position spot of the four drivers at Homestead, which I think that's good.
Sure.
I mean, that could get real dicey if you're now trying to not just add strategy of the 400-mile race at Homestead, but now you're trying to add strategy of, all right, how do we position ourselves from the staging standpoint? And maybe that's something they go to, down the road.
Well, and whole thing is, that was the first thing. It's, all right, now how do you beat this? I mean, how do you get the most out of this? And, the first thing I said, Chad Knaus is going to lock himself in his room of engineers and – he's gonna sit in the nerdery until they figure this out.
Right.
There's a fault here somewhere. There's a crack. There's a gray area. There's something, and these crew chiefs are gonna find it.
They will, absolutely, and it'll be track by track, I think, too.
Absolutely,
And it'll also depend on when cautions come out. I think will play a huge role in determining strategy. And the one thing I love the most about this, especially with this being the first season of doing this. Tony, I don't care what notebook you've got stored. It doesn't mean a damn bit of difference. And that is going to make, I think, for some interesting and exciting racing in terms of, we're at Daytona. We've got this brand new scoring format. Caution comes out with 10 laps to go. I think pit window there is, 38 laps or so?
Yeah.
Okay. What do we do? Do we stay out? Do we come in? Depending on what leaders do, if you're maybe the 11th place car at an early caution, do you roll the dice?
Yep.
How many it's really going to make things interesting.
Or so I'm putting my crew chief hat on. My car's running 23rd. Okay. It's not there. Do we just say blow off segment one, come in, make changes to it, go out, run a few laps. That was better. Come back in and just blow off segment one completely. And get it ready for segment two or three. I mean, that's possible too, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
The duels, Tony.
The duels count.
Talk to me about that, Tony.
Dude,
I know you're excited. I know one thing you are excited about.
I do like that because I like the duels. I mean, there's so much risk out there, especially for the guys how many guys are trying to race in? I mean, there's 7, 8, 10 new. I mean, there's more teams popping up every day that are trying. They've got to race in. And man, the risk reward for them is huge. And at least give them some points, give them something. Yeah, I mean, yeah,
something to race for.
Yeah,
you right. Know,
I mean,
other than a qualifying spot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yep. Qualifying spot is that's pretty chump change for tearing up your car.
Absolutely.
You know, or even risking tearing up your car.
Now, the one thing that I am skeptical on, still skeptical on, is okay. So we're gonna have these stages, and I get it. They're trying to break it up like periods in hockey. Quarters in football and basketball. All right, let's have a little regrouping segment here, yeah. Right? Which is totally cool. I get that. But what I'm finding interesting, or I'm curious to see how it plays out, is okay. So they're going to give the end of stage one and two a white flag and a checkered flag,
right?
Which is cool. Okay, and then my interpretation is once the checkered flag comes out, they're going to throw the caution flag.
Yep.
Cars are going to come down, and they're going to pit. And they're pitting under. The field's not locked when the checkered flag comes out to signify the winner of stage one. They're going to come around. They're going to pit. And they're pitting under competition, right? So the person that's going to start stage two is not the winner of stage one. It's who comes out first or stays out under the caution before they go back to green to start stage two. So they have been, you know, they've been talking that this break could potentially last about 5 minutes. They're going to interview from in car the winner and the crew chief. And they're saying 5 minutes under caution. So that's 5 minutes of laps. They're going to trickle off. And it's one thing when you've got a 5 minute caution from a wreck or something along those lines that the caution comes out. But they're purposely bringing the caution out.
Yeah.
Now, at a bigger track like Pocono, Talladega, you know, maybe that's two, three laps.
So let me ask this question because I don't understand. So when they come in,
yeah,
they're going to bring you in and interview the winner. Is everybody sitting in the pits off? Or
no.
only the winner?
No, they are coming in and pitting.
Okay.
Under competition formats and heading back out. So once they're back out before they go back to green, that's when the interviews are going to happen.
In-car
interview. Yes.
All right. Okay.
So if we're doing this, you know, let's say Bristol, you can knock off quite a bit of laps under caution in 5 minutes at Bristol.
Yes, you sure can.
That's impactful.
It is
potentially to the race.
But you know, to be fair to the TV sponsors, and you know, I think that's fair. I mean, give them a couple minutes to talk to them. I think that's a fair.
Well, no, and I agree with that. But like, so for example, at the end of the first quarter in football, they go to commercial break. They're not playing, right?
Yeah.
So I would think we would either come into caution after the stage, freeze the field, get everyone in their pit box, signal the go ahead, let the teams pit. You know, I'm curious to see if that impacts anything.
Well, so then does that mean segment two is going to be 35 laps?
Well, Tony, so that actually breaks us into our next point here. What don't we know? So we saw Pocono.
A lot.
Right. Yeah, we don't know a lot. We saw Pocono come out and say that their stages are going to be 40 laps for stage one, 40 laps for stage two, and then stage three is going to be 80 laps.
Yep.
And that makes complete sense. They're dividing the race into a half for the last go-ahead. And
then
that's
what makes me think, though, that while they're doing that cool down in interview, that those laps are not going to count.
That's not how I interpret it and how it,
right,
I think they are based on what I see.
It just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't, because so then, okay, so you're going to have your first 40 laps at Pocono.
Yep.
That count is stage one. All right. So then they're going to come in, they're going to pit, they're going to go back out on the track. They're going to run a few basically warm up laps before they go back to green. Are they going to guarantee stage two is 40 laps? Are they going to shorten segment three to make sure stage two is a full 40 laps, or is stage two maybe only going to be 37 laps to make sure that stage three is a full 80, you know?
And then again, so I go again, I'm grabbing my crew chief hat. I'm coming in on lap 37, getting fresh tires, and, you know, I'm going through.
Right. Same.
I'm going to come in for a splash and dash at 40, and I'm going to get some track position.
Right. And yeah.
So
that's an unanswerable.
Like I said,
that's something we don't
hear,
right?
They're,
yeah. You know, and that's something, you know, I wish I had more than 140 characters to tweet that to Pockrass or someone to go and ask NASCAR, because I'm really curious about that. How are they going to treat the actual stages two and three from a lap ran perspective, in terms of, are they going to guarantee the same number of laps from the start of the green flag for each of them.
The only way that they could do it and have an, and have a time to interview the driver and cool down is there, those laps aren't going to count. There's no possible other way to do it.
Maybe they start one way and change it after and see how, you know, I don't know.
There'll be changes to all this, but.
But Tony, one thing, Tony came over Monday night and we watched the press release.
Yep.
And
In the NASCAR man cave.
In the NASCAR man cave. Hashtag NASCAR man cave. When they went to the media to start asking questions to everyone that was on stage, I got to tell you, I was very disappointed in the lack of substance questions that were asked.
I was out of my chair yelling at the television.
So. You know, they're asking questions to Jeff Gordon, you know, oh, how would this have impacted your, you know.
USA Today asked that. Are you kidding me?
Which, okay, fine. Ask that in, you know, your one-on-one interview for your paper column. Tony, they didn't ask what the segments or stages were going to be going into Daytona in 31 days.
Right.
Like, wouldn't that have been a valuable piece of information to have ask?
How's this going to work?
Yeah. Nobody asked, which I got clarification on from tweeting out to some of the beat writers, will the lucky dog still be given after stage one and stage two?
Never even came up.
Never came. I mean, how would that not have come up as a question asked by some of these guys? Like, I was stunned. And I mean, as they were announcing the changes, Tony and I were sitting there, we're writing down these questions so that hopefully when they went to the media, all right, we can answer that one. Answer nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. But the lucky dog will be awarded at the end of stage one and stage two.
Oh, okay. So you're lapped down. Okay, you can still come. Okay, that's good.
So that's good to know. So that is also going to play into the strategy in terms of, okay, well, maybe there's a late caution. Do I stay out or in to hopefully maybe try to get back on the lead lap with a guaranteed, you know, that's something that's different. You know, you have had guys in the past that are racing for the lucky dog position hoping that a caution comes out by the numbers. Oh, it's Bristol. Odds are in 30 laps, a caution's going to come out. Well, now they'll know when the caution comes out. They know what they're going to be racing for and when to race for it in terms of maybe being able to get that lucky dog, which that's big.
It is. So what about rain shortened races? What about,
that was asked. So rain shortened races, if they're able to get to the end of stage two, that's going to count.
Because that'll be past the halfway point.
That'll be past the halfway point.
So that tells me how they're going to break down the races
for the most
laps.
Right.
That
gives from a mathematical standpoint, we should be able to figure this out. So, from a Daytona standpoint, even though they still haven't said it, I'm banking on stage one and stage two of Daytona being 63 laps, approximately 125 miles each, and then stage three would be 126 laps and 250 miles.
So, a lot of information we're throwing out there. We'll try and summarize this online, put it out there. This is a lot. This is a lot to get your head around. Basically, what it comes down to, you got to finish in the top 10.
Yes.
If
you want points, you need to finish in the top 10.
If you want to be part of the conversation at the end of the year, you have to be in the top 10 on a regular basis.
Yes.
You've got to win some segments. You got to be running up
absolutely
front.
Absolutely. Now, to go back to kind of what we were saying about, okay, how are the stages going to run in terms of, is stage two going to get a full amount of laps technically as stage one did? Tony, you brought up a great point before when we were discussing the show.
Watkins Glen.
Right.
Buddy, they're pushing, shoving, beating, and banging as it is. Now, I mean, the timer's running down. I got to go. Now, are you going to tear your car up in segment one and try and finish the race? You're going to go for that, you know, that segment win? I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm a road course guy, admittedly. So I really enjoy those races anyways. But, man, this is really going to heighten the urgency that they already have. Seems like at the road courses, they really have it anyways. Because there's so few opportunities to pass.
Yeah.
No, and you're going to really have to push now.
That's, you know, we've said it for all five shows now, or six shows, how much we love road course and road course racing. And I think Watkins Glen and Sonoma are potentially going to be two of the best races all season.
What about that? The hairpin turn at the end of Sonoma, where they cram in there six wide and into to try and funnel into two spots.
Yep.
It should be good.
Yeah. I think Bristol. I think all of the tracks that we used to love from the old school standpoint, I think are going to be fun to watch. And Tony, that's something that was brought up during the press conference. I think it was Jenna Fryer that said it. You know, she asked this to the panel. You've got a fan base that is resistant to change.
Yep. By and large,
you know, and I think that's across the board. You know, people, they don't want to take, you know, they're comfortable with what they know and they want to continue with that.
And that's fair. But, you know, look at what the NFL did this year. You know, the extra point is not automatic anymore.
There were a lot of missed extra points.
You know,
right?
So, I mean, I guess
we have to adapt. You got to make, as athletes get better, and these guys are athletes, the crew chiefs are athletes. From a mental standpoint alone, there is athleticism across the board in all this. From the pit road, there is so much athleticism involved in this. And as that gets better, you need to make it a little bit more challenging for these guys. You know, and like Tony mentioned at the start of the show, how he was geeked going into this, and I was a little bit skeptical. I think we both are on the same page that the racing is going to be a little bit more fun to watch in terms of, all right, it's lapped, you know. 201. Let me flip to the baseball game. Something.
I said it early. I mean, you know, I go to Michigan. That green flag flies. I'm there, but that field starts stretching out after about 10 or 15 laps. I'm going to the concession stand. I'm going to the bathroom. You know, whatever, because I know nothing's going to happen for about the next 20 laps before pit stops start coming into play.
Right. Now, Tony, would you agree or disagree? Part of the reason that I think they did this, and this is my opinion, is NASCAR finally had to take a big swing and acknowledge, even though they didn't acknowledge it verbally, but I think they're acknowledging the low attendance at the track and the low ratings over the past 4 or 5 years on a consistent downward level. In terms of this being something, you know, they're saying, you know, the hardcore and the old school fans are going to are not going to be happy with this. But once they see the excitement level, is this going to hopefully bring people to the track and to the TV?
Well, we've got to attract new fans,
right?
I mean, I don't care what your product is. You have to look at what's next, right?
Yep.
So I guess we'll see. I mean, I'm in. I like this segment's. I don't like how the points, the way that it shows.
It's the number of points.
That doesn't seem fair to me. I hope I'm wrong. I'm good with being wrong. So I guess we'll see. So I guess, you know, we got what we asked for.
Right. Yeah, we got it. Yeah. Right.
Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, how many downloads, how many Twitter follows, how many Facebook?
All right.
This has been great.
All right, so we're going to take a little break from the hardcore stuff, and we're going to give you our social media segment here and break this down a little bit, because we are so pumped and so thankful and grateful for all of you
guys. You guys are awesome.
Tony, today is our third week of being live.
Right.
This is our sixth episode.
Yep.
We have had over 350 downloads of our show combined.
That's just Podbean?
Well, that takes into account Podbean, that takes into account iTunes.
Oh, okay.
That's everything combined. 350 downloads. Show number 5, our last show, has had over 100 downloads itself in 1 week.
And thank you guys.
Thank you so much. I'm telling you, I lay in bed at night talking to you guys, or I'm out and about, and I keep my notification on for Twitter, and I get pumped every time that thing goes off, knowing that somebody's interacting or a new follower. I try to thank every new follower we get.
I was sitting there last night at dinner, and I was explaining, you know, what we're doing to people that I was with and how excited I am about it and everything. And we got up to leave, and I picked up my phone. Because you're monitoring more Twitter, and I'm on Facebook. And I got up and I said, look, 12 more people joined our page just since we've been sitting here.
Yeah.
And man, it's fantastic. So we got to get a couple shout outs. I want to hear like who's our Canadian cohort there, Brian West. Thanks for all your comments out there, man. Keep them coming. Yep. We love it.
We had a couple Facebook things from Chris Lowther.
Yeah.
He actually sent you a question, I think, didn't he?
Fantastic question, too. Do we want to get into that one today, or we want to save that for another? Let's save that for next week. Chris, we're going to get back to you on this one. Yes. We'll bring this up next week. It was a great question.
Tire related.
It's a tire related question, and it's a question that I don't know that I've ever heard anybody really ask before. So we'll just put a teaser out there, but that'll be next week.
So I'm going to issue an open challenge here to Tony.
Oh, more good news.
You know, I surprised Tony last week with our little top 10 game, and I'm about to do it again here.
All right, okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see. The last time we bet, let me see. Florida State beat Michigan.
Okay. So Tony has kind of taken over the Facebook role. Yep. So odds are if you get a response from the Lap Traffic podcast, it's coming from Tony on Facebook. And odds are if you get a response on Twitter, it's coming from me, the professor.
Yeah.
So right before the show, I looked at our followers on both. And right now, Tony,
it's neck and neck.
Facebook, we've got 185 followers. And on Twitter, we have 191 followers. Now, on both, we've got a contest to get some autographs if we get to 500.
Some fantastic autographs, too.
Right?
Really good stuff.
So my challenge to you, Tony, is that I will get to 500 followers on Twitter before you get to 500 followers on Facebook.
He's going to find a way to cheat, you guys. I'm telling you right now.
Are you calling me the Chad Knaus of Twitter?
He is not going to pass post-race inspection on this, okay? But all right, you're on. I'm not going to back down.
All right,
Facebookers. Let's go, Facebookers.
All right, so let me drop our stuff here real quick.
Yeah, right on.
So follow us on Twitter, at Lapped Traffic PC. Follow us on Facebook at The Lapped Traffic Podcast. Check out our website. Tony actually checked the numbers on our website. We've got over 500 hits in 3 weeks on our actual website. It's www.thelappedtrafficpodcast.com. On there, we've got a little background on both of us a little bit and some pictures.
And pictures of the man cave and... Yeah.
You can also get to the show if you want to listen from our website.
Yep, that'll link you right to the show. Sure.
Check out, you can listen to us on Podbean. You can go through their website. You can download their app. If you got an iPhone, you can search us in podcasts. You can search NASCAR. We're actually the first group that shows up if you search NASCAR under podcast
and iTunes. I did it last night at the table when I was telling these people went under iTunes and we were the first show listed
subscribe.
Under podcast.
And you know, if you listen, feel free to write us a review. Naturally, only if you like us.
No, no. Hey, man, if
there's something you don't like, please let us know. We're here for you guys.
It doesn't mean we're gonna listen.
Well, yeah,
no. We do. You know, we need to know, right?
Yes. So we also have the Instagram thing going on, Tony. I think I've said this the last three episodes. I need some help on Instagram. Honestly, do you guys use Instagram? Let us know. I'll ask that question out
on
social media.
Yeah, because we can push on that.
Let us know if we need to push Instagram.
Yeah.
But again, 500 followers on Twitter. We're giving away 10 autographs. There's a Carl Edwards included in that one. And if we get 500 on Facebook, I honestly don't remember the big one I had in the Facebook one, so I'm not going to say
it. But the Carl Edwards ones are getting harder and harder to get.
Yeah. So there's that. I want to give a couple shout outs to some people from Twitter that I've talked to this week. Kenny Smith.
My boy.
At USMC Kenny SGT. And I got to talk to him a little bit. We actually private messaged back and forth. Kenny is actually a Marine. He spent some time in Desert Storm. He's a diehard race fan and a racer. And he has actually got a great cause that I
saw that. This is really cool.
Kenny is actually trying to bring awareness of PTSD, which is huge, right? It's definitely something that can't be ignored. It's something that a lot of veterans suffer with.
And you know what? And we they're taking care of us.
Yes.
We need to take care of them.
We need to do a better job taking care of them. So please do us a favor when you're checking us out. Make sure you check out Kenny Smith. And again, it's at USMC Kenny SGT. Pinned on his Twitter account is a link to his website. It's got some information about him, his racing career, and it also has a link for you to make a donation to his cause to get out there and spread the awareness of PTSD. So please check him out.
Yep. And a good guy, too.
Great guy. It was. I had a lot of fun talking to him this week, and I assume we'll continue to do so. Big shout out to at Larry underscore Strange, at I Rain on Race Day.
That's great.
He's a fun little parody account. Him and I have had some exchange on my personal Twitter, and someone said something about, what are you guys all talking about? And I sent a tweet to him saying, we're talking about how you're going to just prolong our races even more by your name.
Yeah.
And he gave us a follow, which is cool. At Crazy19Fan, at Bluebell113. Thank you guys for following us. We'll try to give shout outs as much as we can to everybody.
Diana at
PRICEDI.
So Price Die.
Price Die.
Diana.
Price Diana.
Thanks.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's a lot of fun talking to you guys. So please continue to follow us, talk to us, and hopefully somewhere down the line we'll get to meet some of you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're still putting together some plans. Hopefully we have something to announce real soon here about where we're going to be. We're still looking at MIS do live show.
Absolutely.
We've got, can I say something about our pre?
Go ahead. Tease it, baby.
Guys, all right, so you're all NASCAR fans, and I think we're all becoming more and more interlinked on social media. We have, before Daytona, we've got a guest that's coming on that's going to blow your socks off. And you're going to know who this person is. Especially if you're on Twitter,
Yes. You're
definitely going to know who this person is.
Odds are this person's come through your timeline at some point in time.
Absolutely. Yes.
And we'll tease it more.
And they've reached out to us.
Yes.
And said, hey, let's do something.
Yeah.
And we're getting a lot of that from other shows and everything, but this is... stay tuned. This is a big one.
It's awesome. It's very cool. We're very excited. So, yeah we're going to tease that. We'll tease it a little bit more as we get closer to having them on. So that's that there. So, Tony, you want to get back into the points thing here a little bit?
Yeah, let's talk about it a little more, about what they talked about. And then, because I don't want to forget this.
Yes.
And we didn't have it on our notes. Okay. I want to talk about odds at Daytona. Ooh,
I like that. I actually have some stuff on that.
Ah,
yes.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, what do you know? The professor is prepared. I'm shocked.
Shocker.
So it's funny. This is how like Brandon and I are so different. Like he's got show notes and done research, and he is a professor in real life, like for real. And I'm the guy that comes in. We're gonna go on the air at 7:30. We're gonna go in at 7:30. I come sliding sideways into his driveway at about 7:29. I don't have a pencil.
He's the worst student, right?
Yeah, right. I'm that
walking
guy.
Into exam. Hey, I don't have a Scantron and I need a pencil.
Yeah, right. And I'm that guy, you know. But I'm busy, you know. Right. I'm being stretched in a lot of different directions. But
speaking of that, Tony will be out of town. You're actually leaving tomorrow morning, right?
I am. 5 a.m. baby.
Where are you headed?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah, Nolans.
Over the next couple weeks, we may be recording a little bit earlier in the week, but we still plan on posting on Wednesdays.
And let me put this out there, too. If anybody, because there's a lot, it's a big auto show. It's a big automotive-related event over the weekend in New Orleans. If you're just in New Orleans, just stumbling up and down Bourbon Street, man, hit us up, man. Yeah. I'll buy you a beer. Let's go. So
if you're there, send us a message on Facebook or Twitter.
I'll do my best to run you down.
We'll
make
sure we get that to Tony.
That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. That'd be a lot of fun. I can't wait to meet people.
Right.
I'm really excited about that.
Well, until they meet you. Well. And then it's going to go downhill from there. Well, fair enough. No, I'm kidding. He's a great guy.
So Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, Jeff Gordon, they were all on this panel. And aside from the lack of substantive questions that were asked, they did address a couple things, and Brad Keselowski, he called it out right at the beginning. if you're that old school race fan that's not happy about this news coming out today, wait till you see it on the track.
Yep.
What do you think?
I think he's right. I think it's, you know, maybe, you know, maybe not the first 10 or 15 laps, 20 laps, they're going to feel out what they got. But, man, that clock is running. You got, you know, whatever. If you have 40 laps, you got to go. I mean, there's just no more to it, especially I think where it's going to be great is if you is the top 15 cars. Okay, that guy that's 11th, 12th, 13th, the guy or gal, Danica, hopefully she's running up in there as well. But you got to push, and you're going to have to go for it. I mean, you know, there's not, you know.
Well, he said, you know, you're not going to want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, during pit stops or green flag.
You're not going to want to go for that bowl of chips.
Right. You'll be safe at the commercials now. I think that's the one thing. They wanted to structure the race a little bit better so that it was structured so that you knew when you could get a break and not miss action.
Oh, and I forgot the trucks here. So that's the way it'll go at Eldora as well.
Yeah, it should. Right? I would think so. Yeah.
I can go get a $3 beer.
Right, absolutely.
It wouldn't be a good show if I didn't mention Eldora and a $3 beer. No.
You know, Jeff Gordon, he said he is excited to call a race under this format.
Well, it's going to give him a lot to talk about.
I bet you a lot of money that he's excited he's not racing under this format,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You know, that it's Kevin Harvick mentioned this when he won the Cup in 14, the amount of pressure that the playoffs put on those guys as each elimination round ticked off. I can only imagine the amount of pressure that this new scoring system is going to put on these guys.
And, you know, the other one that I thought was interesting is this: these guys, if I can get this out, that are dropping back at Talladega, you know, at Daytona it's not going to help you.
Do you think they said this came together in about 5-6 months. How much do you think they analyzed that Talladega race when all the Joe Gibbs Racing guys dropped to the back?
They had to. That had to be right. A big.
You're not
going to
have that now.
It's good. It came up.
You shouldn't anyway.
It came up in day one when they announced it. So yeah. I'm thinking that it was a hot topic.
Yep.
So I mean, you can lay back. That's fine. You get nothing.
Yeah. I'm really excited to watch some of the races and see the level of competition change at some of the tracks that I'd watch because we're diehards, but you know, would drag on a little bit. So I'm excited to see if there is how big of a change in the competition there is at MIS. I'm excited to look at Pocono. I'm excited to look at Indy. Fontana.
Some of the races where the field gets spread out.
Yes. I'm looking to see, okay, now are we still going to have that field spread out in stage three? Because that's obviously a longer stage.
Sure.
But are you going to have the guys up front making the racing more interesting? Do we get more cautions now during stage three because of the way the race is shaped out through stage one and stage two?
Yeah.
So I'm at least looking forward to seeing this the first time around at all these courses, the circuit, and see how the race plays out there.
Yeah, I'm in. So, buckle in.
Yeah.
Pull those belts tight one more time.
Boogie.
Check your gauges, and here we go. So, So, hey, man, so Daytona?
Daytona,
you said you do. I thought we were going to bring this up next show, but you got. What are the odds right now?
Okay, so we were going to do this as it got closer, but when they announced that they were changing the scoring format, I went to a couple of the local, not local, because they're not local at all, sports betting sites just to see what the odds were for Daytona and the championship pre-announcement. And then I went back today to see if they changed them post-announcement.
Okay.
In terms of,
interesting,
did the new format impact the odds at all in terms of, okay, we think this might favor someone differently now than the old scoring format. That's the professor's mindset.
Yeah,
there.
I wouldn't have caught that at all.
But the interesting thing is they didn't change at all.
Okay.
The numbers did not move at all. Now, and I'll tell you this, not that I have experience betting or anything.
No.
None whatsoever.
No.
But so the odds to win the Daytona 500, Tony, you got a guess?
Daytona 500. I'm going with I'm going Brad Keselowski. Man, the way he looked at Talladega last year was scary.
He's actually the second favorite, and it's not far off.
Okay.
So just real quick,
just hit the
I'm
going to
explain
five.
How this goes. Dale Jr. is actually plus 600.
I can see
to
that.
Win the 500.
I can see that.
But now this is where my expert in quotation marks, if you will come into play. When was the last time Jr. was in a car?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while, right? So to me, when I see Jr. at the top here as the favorite to win the 500, he's not the statistical favorite. He's the favorite based on the money that's coming in. They're getting an influx in terms of the number of people picking him to win.
So they're adjusting the
odds on that. So,
and he is the most popular driver.
But now,
to be fair, I know he's not been in a car.
Right.
But they are going to have...
The boy can wheel a plate race.
He can wheel plate race. He's going to have... They're going to have practice. They're going to have the duels. He's going to have seat time. When they drop the green flag at the Daytona 500... I'll tell you what, that car is going to be ready to go.
Yes. Yeah. No. But just from a number standpoint,
sure.
And the mere fact that Keselowski's second at plus 750. So he's right there.
Yeah.
Behind. And then third, Jimmy Johnson is plus 1,000. So from first to third, you've got a 400 differential. And just to kind of clear this up. So what is
a 400 differential?
Sure. So Junior's plus 600, which means. If you were to bet $100 and Junior were to win the race, you'd get $650. If it was the other way around, let's say Junior was minus $600, you would have to put down $600,
and win.
If he won, you'd win $100.
Right.
So there's a plus 400, there's a 400 differential between first and third. Logano's at fourth at 1,000. Kevin Harvick 1,000. So there's actually four guys. That are third.
So who are the top five? Just hit that and we'll.
Junior, Keselowski, Johnson, Logano, Harvick, and Busch.
Yeah,
are up there.
Yeah.
And that didn't change when they came out with the new points. So now looking at the championship, I thought this was interesting. Guess who the favorite is to win the championship?
Is it the number four car?
It might be the number four car. Kevin Harvick is favored at plus 650.
And the only reason I said that guy was just looking at the smirk on his face. Okay, because I haven't seen this, any of this data, but, he lit up like, a little kid that got a bike at Christmas. Look, as soon as he turned the page.
So I find that interesting that he's the favorite because of the manufacturer change. So
that is interesting.
Is that numbers like Junior? Are the numbers just coming in so they're adjusting the odds so Vegas doesn't lose that much? Or are they looking at it as, well, hey, his first year with a new team, he went out and won the championship. Maybe they're not thinking – the manufacturer change, maybe it isn't playing that big a role. The second place at plus 700 is Jimmy Johnson. Logano is the third favorite at 850. Kyle Busch at 850, and Truex Jr. wraps out the top five at plus 850.
So Keselowski's not even in the top five.
He's sixth.
Okay,
at plus 1100.
Yeah.
Chase Elliott, then Earnhardt, Hamlin, Kenseth, and Clint Bowyer actually cracks up there.
Wow.
Larson. So, yeah, so it's an interesting...
Speaking of Clint Bowyer.
Yes.
Coming back into Stuart Haas' fold.
Which is, and Tony and I, we might get into this a little bit next week. But, man, the sponsor issues across the board, man.
I think that's something that we need to spend some time on.
Yeah.
And talk about that. Just wrapping up, a couple things. Oh, speaking of sponsors, though.
Yes.
Hooters is back.
Hooters is back.
That is cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's only a couple races this year and next year, but that's awesome. And with an old school name, right?
Yes.
To do with that Chase Elliott, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Rick Ware Racing's back. Timmy Hill, they're coming back.
There's some new names. We mentioned it last week. We talked about some potential underdogs at the 500, and there's some more names that are going to be on that entry field.
And some of these guys are announcing they're going to run. They're going to try and run the full
season. Yeah.
As much as they can. So that's cool to see more and more cars coming back out.
And in breaking news, Greg Biffle is still without a ride.
No ride.
31 days.
Man.
And that's gone radio silence. I haven't seen anything or anyone mention a potential, a sponsor. Now, there has been, over the last week, I have seen nothing on Greg Biffle.
And this is crazy to me. So, I mean, you're trying to make the Daytona 500 on speed, and there's a guy like Greg Biffle sitting on his couch. Why is no one calling the guy?
Right.
You know, I mean,
it's.
And then there's another one. So, just moving around a little bit, but, you know, still got NASCAR experience. I'm really interested now if some of these teams that are in the outside of that top 10, you know, the normal group, right? The obvious guys that are going to be in the top 10, 15, 20. If they don't grab, there's a guy named Juan Montoya.
Right.
He's not racing Indy this year.
Right.
He's available.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably fit him for a seat and put him in for Sonoma in Watkins Glen.
Why
not?
And
see if you can't take that top 20 car and push it forward.
There was a couple years ago, he ran Michigan out of the blue.
Yeah.
You know? So it nothing's out of the possibility there.
No. I mean, so, yeah, there's some good drivers out there, and yeah.
Absolutely.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah. So, all right, guys.
You want to hit social media one more time?
Please. Please check out our website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook at The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at LapTrafficPC. We still got an Instagram out there, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Listen to us on Podbean, iTunes. Just search The Lap Traffic Podcast. Please continue to send your comments, your feedback our way. We look forward to talking to you over the next week.
And next show, we're going to be talking more Daytona. We're going to be talking, we got some great question, talk about tires that came up from one of our fans. So that was way cool. We're going to talk about sponsors. We're going to talk about anything else that comes up between now and then. And Lord knows,
something's going to happen.
Anything could happen. So, hey, everybody, thanks for being part of the show. Keep it coming. And we will talk to you next week.
See ya.